Shus Rosh Yeshiva, the Menahel, the Rabbanim, I would like to echo the sentiments of the previous speaker, the Shiva and the Menahel. It is extremely moving to see 26 Bachrim finishing Bav Basra, even though, as is famous, Bav Basra is not necessarily the biggest Masechta, but it's certainly most intimidating, Mitzad the Gemara and so on. I just wanted to add, I heard from both Rebbeim the tension between the Iyun and the Bekiyas. I'll just share a word of wisdom I heard from my Talk at Rebbe. He was somebody who was extremely formative in my development. His name was Rebbe Zeidel Epstein, Zechonei Livracha, died a few years ago. At the age of 100, he was still being Marbetz Torah in Eretz Yisrael. I had him as Rebbe in RJJ a long time ago, in 69, 70. And we in those days, the issue between Bekiyas and Iyun was an issue. So we asked him, and his muscle was, he said, if a carpenter arrives to do work at your house, once he forgot the tools and once he forgot the materials, which is better? And you think about it and say, makes no difference. You can't build whatever you have to build if you don't have materials, and you can't build it if you don't have tools. So he said, that's your answer. He said, Taira has material and has tools. Whichever one you're lacking, if you have more wood than tools to cut it with, or more tools than wood to cut, either one is out of balance. That was basically his. I wanted to share it. It was something that made an impression on me a long time ago, and I wanted to share the wisdom of Adam, Chacham B'Yoyse and Gadol B'Yoyse. I want to speak a little bit about the Masechta Yomasayim and try to see it in a little bit of a broader perspective. The world of Nezikin, the world of Seder Nezikin. Let's start with a little bit of a observation. The inyanim of Bein Adam L'Chaveroi that all of Musa works with and around are really in the three Bavas, Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra. The other Masechta, Sanhedrin, Shavuos, Makkos, and so on, they're more with the procedure of how to be done the Dinei Momonos. But the Dinei Momonos, the Gufei Torah of Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, is Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra. It's divided into three Chalakim. There's only one other Masechta like that. Caleb is divided into three Chalakim. It's for simple reasons. It's huge. If Oiz V'Hada had to come out with you'd need two people to carry it. If it fell down, it could take somebody's foot with it. So there are practical reasons. I'm not oblivious to the fact that you don't want to have a Bava Kama Metzia Bava Basra in the really modern editions. Masechta would need a half a building for one. But yes, I've not forsaken the Pshuta Shel Mikra. But I'd like to think a little bit about this. You're talking about the heart of Torah, really the heart of Torah, and it could have been one, and it's Lamaisa in Inyanim of Pshat, it is considered part of Masechta, many Inyanim. And yet it's divided into three entities, Bava Kama, Metzia, Bava Basra. And I think understanding the Nekuda, why it's three different Inyanim, and how each one is a facet of a larger entity, of Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, gives a much deeper appreciation that besides the breadth of Bava Kama, Metzia, Bava Basra, how much oimek lies underneath it. There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. There's Arba Midas Ba'adam. There's, there's the person who says, Shali Shali Shalcha Shali, that's a Rasha. Shali Shali Shalcha Shalcha is either Beini or Stoim. And Shalcha Shali Shali Shalcha is Amoretz. And Shalcha Shalcha Shali Shalcha is a Chassid. It's kind of a tarivis of two different parishes. What's the Mishnah telling us? That if you're a Gazlan, it's not good. And if you give stock, it is good. So say it. The Arba Midas has to be describing something more than just saying that Gzela is bad and stock is good. I mean, if we ask somebody, what's the Halacha Ha'ila Mishnah Seinu? We have to say, well, it's not good to take what's not yours, and it's good to give to other people. Is there anything more than that? That's what the Mishnah is telling us. And also the Shalish Shalcha something is crazy. I mean, what's the amaratz sheboy? Yours is mine, mine is yours. We look at the person as being kind of odd or whatever. And it's a midah. It's arba midas ba'adam. There's such a midah, and that typifies amaretz. We just find the person strange. I mean, what halacha exactly is he not aware of? Where's the amaretz shabbat? So let's explain it. The Maral says in many places that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person, the Bria, which there are three ways in which he needs to be mischaber. He needs to be mischaber l'mailot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one kesher. He needs to be mashlit. He needs to impose his das on the Bria around it, reduar as kevshua, and thereby he's mechaber the Bria and puts it together in the oifin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. And the middle chibur is that people be that all the elements of the Bria on a peer level, and again meaning Adam, on ischabet each other. Bein Adam l'chaveri is the realization of that inyan. I once heard from Moshe Shapiro, he said that he asked, is Bein Adam l'chaveri and Adam l'makom just a convenience, like we divided mitzvahs? We could have also done, and there are about five or six mitzvahs that theoretically are shayach to a chamor, so Bein Adam l'chaveri, you know, with the pet chamor, and there's kalayim, and there's this. And he said, Bein Adam l'chaveri is not just, it's not being kriveya, mitzvahs that are relevant to people, mitzvahs relevant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bein Adam l'chaveri means there are mitzvahs that the point of that mitzvah is the chibur of Bein Adam l'chaveri. Just like there's an inyan to be mechaber Bein Adam l'makoy, there's an inyan to be mechaber Bein Adam l'chaveri. It's a chibur of those elements. The chamor might have many mitzvahs that are nogea to it, but none of them have the matara of being mischaber to the chamor. The matara is Bein Adam l'chaveri is the chibur of the different pieces of the bria on the level of Adam, which is really the bria, and bringing it together. In order to realize that a person, the bria, when it's set down, when we're set down in a world with other people, there are three different nekudas, three different stages, three different ta'usim that are there that's monea it. The first one is a recognition that there is an other in the bria. The gzela is not only usur because you metzayer the other person. Gzela is also because you don't recognize the other person's dalramas. Sometimes somebody takes something, somebody steals something valuable. So we're upset, we lost something valuable. Somebody takes our pen, always, without asking permission. And it's a cheap, big pen, a 2-cent pen. It annoys us. Why does it annoy us? What's 2 cents? If your pen fell out of your pocket, you wouldn't go back dollarama to pick it up. So why does it annoy you? Because the other person is being mevatel. Me. In other words, it's not my pen, it's public. It says by the Dora Mabel, they used to steal stuff that was part of Shavakuta. They were Lamdonim, they were Lamdisha people, and they stole stuff that was part of Shavakuta. What's the Hanav? What do you get out of stealing a part of Shavakuta? The answer is that there are no others in the Bria. It's not the Hanav. It's not the value. It's simply I don't recognize the schus of the other to exist, or to have kinyanim, which is fairly close. So the first element of Bein Adam l'chaveroi is that there is an other. The Sheli Shalcha and Shalcha Sheli is like communism, really. It's a yeshivish kitchen, whoever wants takes, whoever wants doesn't take, and it's everything for everybody. it sounds nice, but it's a hafkah of the reshus of the yochid and the schus of the yochid for the right to have his thing. That's the first amud of the Adam L'Chaveroi, and that's Mesechtes Baba Kama. Adam HaMazik features in the first Mishnah, and Mesechtes Baba Kama ends with that something that a person is not makbid on, there's no isek zela. When you learn from Kama, I made a sim of Baba Kama already, if there's sawdust and things like that, whatever you have, it's totally in the person's kpeda. In the shayla, you know, in the different cities, they had a kpeda, didn't have a kpeda, but al kapanim, the first pillar of ben adam lechaveroi is the hakara in the others, and that's the iser of gzela, and that's the whole din of mazik. That's the isuri mazik, which one of the first hakiras in Baba Kama is where we notice the iser mazik. It's understood to be the isoid, the respect of the other person's property. If I'm mazik something, I don't have any anno. I didn't take anything. But the very fact that I wasn't makir in your gvulas is afkor from Ben Olam Chaveroi, and that's Baba Kama. The next piece. So that's the piece of that Ben Olam Chaveroi. The next element is, once I have the hakara and the toidah that there is an other in the Bria, it is important to be koyver the tchumim and the gvulis between me and him. It's negea both. It's of being mevater when there's no clear sense. The same shalisha shalcha shali. If there's no sense of clearness of definition of gvulis, it's also afkar from this musik. Giving each element a tchum. In this week's sedra, Rashi says that, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kever gvulis in the Bria, and Kohuna has its gvul, and Nevi has its gvul, Yisrael has its gvul, each sub part of the Shevet has its gvul. The kvias gvulis is the second step in creating Beit Olam HaChaveroi, to be dan de din lamitoi. That's why a person says shalisha chosha shali and so on is an ama aretz, because a goodness and a kindness that doesn't come from a hakara, you know, this is mine, I'm giving, I'm taking. If we're not kivea what the gvulas are, that's a goodness that doesn't have the basis of das behind it. Yeah, but you know, he's a nice guy, he's, you know, he does favors, he's nice. But that's a midah that's sitting in mid-air, if it's not resting on any Torah. Mesechtes Bav Metzia is the mesechta of being koivea de gvulis, when it's not clear the gvul of mine and his. For you to be mevata, has meaning only when there's a clarity of mine and yours. Mesechta Bav Metzia starts with Shlaim Eichsin. Mesechta Bav Metzia ends with a din where it's not a suffix only in the Metzia, somebody's lying, or I mean the beginning case Bav Metzia could be they also both think they get it at the same time. Something by etzem is mesufik, how to do it, something grows between two people, and Reb Shimon, there's a machloshe Meir Yehuda. Reb Shimon gives a pshara in that itself, in the same plant that's growing between a chatz l'mal and chatz l'mata. Reb Shimon cuts it in a way that gives each one his chalik, and the Gemara ends with a period now to Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon, who understood how to cut the fine line in something that has a tarevis of a yinika from l'mal and l'mata, to cut that line, that's the galus Reb Shimon, and that's how Bav Metzia ends. So the second pillar of the Bein Adam L'Chaveroi is the gvulis between me and him. The clarity of those gvulis and the defining of those gvulis. The third part is, once we have each individual chelik, clearly defined, clearly delineated. The next thing is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to join those pieces together. And the way in which we join it together is much deeper than giving. When a person gives tzedakah, in a certain sense, once the ma'aseh is done, what he's done is changed the boundaries. If I have a dollar in my pocket and I gave it to the ani, so there's a moment of giving, but that's it. With that, it's over. There's a much deeper oifen of how there is a kesha between two inyanim. And that's called arvus. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh tells me, I'm me and you're you, but I could be mighty you, and I'm nitva on you. You have bechira, and I have bechira. If you don't have bechira, I'm not chayiv for you. If you don't have bechira, I'm not nitva on you. There's no arvus on somebody who's a shaiti. He's not his part of a mitzvah. You're a bardas, and you have bechira, and I'm a bardas, and I have bechira, and I'm responsible for you. That's the din of arvus. Baba Basra starts with Hilchas Shechinim. Hilchas Shechinim is a remarkable halacha, remarkable set of halachas. It's my field. I bought it. And it has shibudim while it's my field to somebody else. B'nei Ya'ir, everyone owns their own place. Everyone has a shibud to everyone else. It's not in the oimek of Shali Shalcha. It's not that the Shali stopped being Shali and it became Shalcha. My Shali being Shali is still Shalcha. It's Shali. In Hilchas Shechinim, it's my field. You don't have any schusim. I have shibudim to be meshabed my field to your inyanim, and vice versa. Things I can do, things I can't do, things I have to do. And Baba Basra finishes with the inyan of arvus. The inyan of arvus is a peledik inyan. It's the pshat. I didn't get anything. I mean, it's not as if you lent me the money, you gave me the money, you gave me a chayfetz. None of that. And that's the and the Gemara answers, like I heard from three Adim and Monim, that there's that the Gemara has to come up with the ha'iyah, no, that is mehenesbi, that they lent on his smach. That's where the shibud is chal. So it's a shibud on something that's mine. When I borrow money and I become a shubud, that's kinyan. That's not it's his betzim because he gave me the money, so he has a shibud connected there. Here we're talking about something that is my money. I didn't borrow anything from you, I didn't take anything from you, I don't bet some owe you anything. But arvus creates a chalois shibud that should be chalon. So it's a yam. When you think about it, these are the halachas. These are the worlds of Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra. Huge, technical, deep halachas in the world of halacha. And a yam, not a yam agadol, but yam agadol. I mean, each one of these mesechtes is a lot of mesechtes. But the oimek of the tziruf of all the mesechtes is an extraordinary. It's an extraordinary way to put down the chiyuv ma'adam. One of the worst amaratzim we ever. You know, everybody thinks about the bad things. America, and I don't know what the word inspires us is the right word, but all the schmutz and all of that. The problem a lot of times is in mitkanim shebehen. He's a big bal chesed, he's a nice guy. Yes, he'll always throw a party for the boys, give money, this and that. Listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mekapeas karkol beria, but that's not what it's about. It's so much deeper than that. It's the hakara. If a person steals and he gives, it's not the pshat, he has a midah ro of stealing and a midah toiv of giving. It's mafkia the musig. Then how can you have been adam lechaver if there's no chaver? If his gvulas are not kaddish, then my giving is nothing. And it's not enough to say to be mevata. It's not enough to say, yeah, okay, keep the change. There has to be a person's Torah and das needs to be kaveya tchumim, because that's the emes. You can't, without being teichem tchumim, you can't bond, because there's no clear sense of who's me and who's he. And when a person has that, and a person has his own and understands that it's his own, this is my tchum, but my tchum will never be for itself. The Torah gave us a musik of shibud, which is something that that harnesses the shali to shalcha. It's a huge masechta. The Rosh Yeshiva said, you know, just scratch the surface. But understand that every halacha that we learn contains in itself oilemis that allow a person to have a much deeper hanagas achayim. We're talking here about things that seem to earn, you know, pshuta halachas, pshuta to be menshach nice, to be mazik, to help the shechinim. You're talking about the Torah that Kadosh Baruch Hu put down in Adshevash HaShoroshim, what's necessary for, what's the emes in the panemius of all these anhagas. And we should be zeichet to be mesayim many mesechtes and know them well, know them be'iyun, and to build our lives in a so much more deeper and meaningful way than what the shitchias of the world around us understands. When a person is aimed that toiv of benam chaveroi rests on three huge mesechtes, the quality of his benam chaveroi, the depth of it, is so much more deep. That's love.